Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this? And we're live. Welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, senior Lakers insider as well as lead Lakers content creator for Offside, joined on this fine Tuesday night, my time, evening, your time there on the West Coast, by you guys. So here's the deal. I recorded the Luka Doncic player preview earlier today, and that will probably run tomorrow as I am getting ready to board my flight. And as I was recording it, I was like thinking to myself, man, I really only kind of got to like two or three of those Lakers questions from Twitter. So why not hop back on here, answer a few more of those, have the Luka episode lined up for travel day, have the Austin episode lined up for the day after that, maybe do something on Friday, depending on the news cycle, and then have, you know, whatever other episodes that I need to run, whether it be the Walker Kessler episode, whether it be the overall identity episode, whether it be any other of these episodes that I have already or plan to recorded. Like have those lined up for the days of my vacation while I am on said vacation. So I don't have to record unless the Lakers miraculously land, whether it be Kuminga, DeAndre Hunter, Kyle Kuzma, another center, all of that good stuff. So that's where we stand right now from a rest of the week type plan. Today on the show, what we're going to be talking about is centers for a little bit. Dan Wojcicki of The Athletic wrote a little tidbit about the Lakers being interested in another center, something that we have been talking about here on this show, both because of some of the stuff that I've heard and also because of just looking at the roster and seeing just Kevon Looney as a primary backup, especially, by the way, if the Lakers see Mamu as a starting power forward, depending on how this Kuminga thing plays out. So we'll talk a little bit about that. I'm going to ask a question that feels like a pretty natural question, given the state of the Lakers center rotation. Then I'll answer some of those Twitter questions, and then I will answer some of your guys' questions here from the live chat. So, honestly, a pretty busy show, given that it's a random Tuesday in late July. A quick reminder before we dive in, please hit that like button. Please hit that subscribe button. Please turn on notifications both for the show and for YouTube so you get the notifications for the show. If you guys are listening to the show in its podcast form, please hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you get those podcasts from. I prefer personally Odyssey, but wherever it is that you get them is perfectly fine with me. Also, a reminder, today's show is brought to you in YouTube or in video form on YouTube by Prize Picks. Use that promo code HMA and get $150 worth of Prize Picks lineups when you sign up. Use that promo code and win your first lineup. And then, other than that, let's go ahead and dive on in to first this whole center rumor news cycle. So according to us here on the channel, because we looked at the roster and said Kevon Looney isn't good enough to be your primary backup center. And then according to Kobe Price, who also talked about this and linked, and then other reporters kind of linked the Lakers to Daniel Gafford. I think some of that was some wish casting. And then now according to Dan Wojcicki, the Lakers are interested in centers. And the stat that he pulled was that last season, the current center rotation of Walker Kessler and Kevon Looney combined for 30 games in total played between the two of them last year, which leaves the Lakers very aware of the fact that they're like they need more centers. They need more bigs in an era where, like, it's funny, in the NFL, running backs have become valuable again. In the NBA, centers have become valuable again. And the Lakers, who ironically kind of started that fad with the center rotation of Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee, and then Markieff Morris as like a stretch big type option. And then, you know, that LeBron guy back in the 2019-2020 title season. Ever since then, all these other teams have looked at that and been like, ooh, dang, that's right. Those guys do limit the other team's possessions, and they do create extra possessions for us, and they do take some of the most efficient shots in the sport. It would make sense to value that position. And yet, ever since then, Rob Pelinka hasn't. Right. Like Anthony Davis has been asking for more center depth basically ever since the 2019-2020 season. And basically, other than nobody, honestly, everybody else has been on these like discount deals. You had Marc Gasol and you had Andre Drummond and you had Dwight Howard again. And then you had Christian Koloko and Christian Wood. And it's just been this kind of clown car of wasted roster spots at that position. And while the rest of the league has been stockpiling center depth, right? You look at what like the New York Knicks just won the championship with, where you have they lost Mitchell Robinson, but they had Karl Anthony Towns, and they had Mitchell Robinson, and then they had that third stringer who popped in when Karl Anthony Towns fell into foul troubles. You had in Oklahoma City, you have Chet Holmgren, you have Isaiah Hartenstein, and you have Jalen Williams, not J-Dub, but Jalen Williams. And you have, it's just like a lot of these teams have really valued the center position, while the Lakers have been like, that guy will work. And finally, Luka showed up and was like, no, actually, I think we should start valuing centers. And Rob Pelinka is like, yes, you're right. My job depends on it. Let's go ahead and give everything up that we need to get Walker Kessler. And for a minute, you're like, oh, shit. Like that center rotation of Walker Kessler and DeAndre Ayton and Jackson Hayes, like that's kind of fun. But then Jackson Hayes signs in Utah and who, by the way, I think is going to be pretty good for them this year. It's annoying because I don't particularly like Jackson Hayes as a human. But regardless, the Lakers lost Jackson Hayes, and then they lost DeAndre Ayton. And they lost DeAndre Ayton because they traded him for a combo guard and a couple of second round picks. And now the Lakers are left with Kevon Looney, who is 30 years old, but moves like I do. And nobody else. Now the Lakers did like Vassar from North Carolina coming out of the draft, and they position themselves to be able to acquire or draft Vassar. But then Atlanta sniffed out that plan where they moved on ahead of them and drafted Vassar, and the Lakers were on the outside looking in. And now the Lakers are just kind of stuck. And according to, again, as we've talked about on this show, Kobe Price has talked about it. Other reporters have talked about it. Now Dan Wicki is talking about it as well. The Lakers are very aware internally of the fact that, like, okay, this is something we need to continue to build out, that being the center rotation. And yet they look at the center market and they're like, huh? Nick Richards, anybody? Might have a better shot with Reed Richards. You got, like, you have Drew Eubanks, who looked pretty washed last year. You have Xavier Tillman, who looked washed a couple of years ago. You have Jericho Sims, who is currently on the Milwaukee Bucks roster, who you would have to give up draft capital to acquire at a time where you're trying to utilize draft capital to bring in Jonathan Kuminga. You have the aforementioned Daniel Gafford, but I don't think the Lakers have enough to trade for him. And it's just it's a tough spot that the Lakers find themselves in, where they're very aware of the fact that their center rotation is not deep enough and has an exceedingly low floor if Walker Kessler's injury issues continue. And if Kevon Looney is just straight up washed, which he looked like he might be last year, then the Lakers are just kind of screwed. I was talking to some people there in Vegas, and there were some questions about, like, you know, who the Lakers think Walker Kessler is and the price that they paid for Walker Kessler. We'll see how that plays out. I hope that the Lakers are right and that he winds up being the center that they think he is going to be. But if he isn't that, this entire experiment is just DOA before this thing even gets going. So we'll see what the Lakers are able to do from the center position there. Wicki brought up Jalen Smith. He brought up, again, I talked about Drew Eubanks and Xavier Tillman. And we just saw Christian Koloko just sign a second ago with the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, he apparently is on a training camp deal, so Koloko might wind up being available nonetheless. I personally think that the Lakers should use one of their two-way spots on a project-type center with crazy measurables and see what comes out of that. Haven't asked about that or the plans for that. Basically, since everybody has started going on vacation, like, this is the other funny thing about, like, this state of the Kuminga rumor cycle and news cycle is that, like, we are a weekend or so away from peak NBA vacation season. And so that means that, like, if this thing prolongs much further, the Kuminga thing, that is, we might go through all of August waiting for this and then come back to it in September, just like what happened with the Warriors and Kuminga the last time he had a center or a contract decision to make. But yeah, as far as the centers things goes, it's interesting. The types of names that have been connected to the Lakers. Also complicating matters is the fact that the Lakers not only, like, it'd be one thing if they were sitting at 15 raw guaranteed contracts. They're already over the limit that they can have going into the season. So they, if they do eventually have interest in one of these centers, they would have to make a consolidation trade in acquiring Jonathan Kuminga. They would have to waive probably another player on top of it. And then from there on out, they would have to acquire that center and go into the season with 15 roster spots completely filled, something that Rob Pelinka doesn't typically like to do. So it, you know, depending on the extent to which the Lakers are worried about this, that being the center rotation, if they are truly legitimately worried about this, they have a lot of hoops to jump through to make this happen. And they don't have a ton of assets to get that done, which brings me to my follow-up question to all of this, which is like, if this was something that you were worried about, then why trade Ayton? So I already see the comments there in the chat saying, well, you know, we don't think that DeAndre Ayton was interested in being a backup at this point in his career. I would remind people that he was a backup there in Portland. And yes, he took a buyout from Portland to be able to sign with the Lakers and have a shot at starting last season. But at the end of the day, like, one of the things that drives me crazy in the way that people talk about the Lakers and the Lakers front office specifically is that the Lakers hired an agent. This dude's job and one of this guy's like strong suits going into this job was to be able to negotiate or to be able to convince people to do something that they may not necessarily be all that interested in doing for the sake of an eventual payout down the road. And yeah, sure, like DeAndre Ayton might be a little young for a former number one overall pick who hasn't had like a devastatingly terrible career to this point. It might be tough to convince him to be a backup at this stage of his career. But then you also look at the situation that Ayton was traded into. He's playing behind Anthony Davis and he's playing behind other centers there in Washington. So like this whole notion of, well, you know, it's really hard to convince this guy to do something at this stage of his career. It's like, he's doing it anyway over there. And if the Lakers had a plan or had an immediate use for those second round picks that you got for DeAndre Ayton, I'd be like, okay, I get it. However, we're still waiting for how they are going to use those second round picks. So we got to see what that actually amounts to in terms of that draft capital and the opportunity presented by trading away DeAndre Ayton. But if this was something that you were legitimately concerned about, then you got to have an immediate backup plan beyond Kevon Looney, who just went 1-for-2 on dunks last season as a center. Like, if you're concerned about the center position, you can't trade away somebody who would immediately become one of the best backup centers in the sport after losing, by the way, another legitimately good backup center in Jackson Hayes earlier this offseason. Like, there needs to be a more cohesive plan here. You know, like, it'd be one thing if the Lakers traded away Ayton but still had Jackson, or lost Jackson and then kept Ayton. But like, the you can't do both and then tell reporters, well, gee willikers, guys, I'm really nervous about this center rotation. Of course you are. Your current two centers played 30 games last year, and your other one isn't really a center in Mamu. So we'll see what comes of this. It's certainly something to keep an eye on. The fact that the Lakers are interested in this tells me that they are still working real hard behind the scenes to clear up this roster by opening night. I do get the sense that the Lakers would like to have the bulk of their work done by opening night, with only tweaks that need to be made over the course of the season from here on out, whether that be trades or whether that be free agent acquisitions. Like those things seem to be secondary options to the Lakers right now. I do get the sense that they would like to have as cohesive a unit and as complete a rotation on opening night as they can possibly have. The problem is they went into this thing with very few assets, and they went into this thing with a lot of work to do. And we will see to what extent those assets can be stretched to cover all of the bases that the Lakers need to cover. All right, before I dive into some of the questions from Twitter, I'm going to check really quickly to see if we have any questions, super comments from the chat. We do not, so I dive into Twitter. All right, so I answered this to a certain extent yesterday, but Xavier Burvine asks, what's our backup plan if we don't, what's our backup plan if we don't get Kuminga? What's the most realistic roster come first game? Well, I'll say rotation. Roster is kind of tricky because, you know, it just kind of depends on what happens with Bronny, what happens with Dalton, what happens with Hardy. Rotation. Like, likeliest, if they don't get Kuminga, would be Luka, Austin, Grimes as your backcourt. You would have Jake and Kessler as likely starters in your frontcourt. And then your bench units would be composed or comprised of Colin Sexton, Cam Carr, Zaire Williams, Matisse Thybul, and Mamu, with like Kevon Looney as like a spot minute type player. And then from there, you have like Bronny as a fourth string guard. You have Dalton. I don't think Dalton is going to be on the team next year, so I won't even include him here. And then you have Adu Thiro, and you have who am I missing? I think that's it as it stands right now. Oh, Jaden Hardy. Jaden Hardy would be like your 15th man. So it's like it's an interesting roster. I think that it is a different roster. Like I see Check It Out 5403 saying the Lakers are way better this year, in my opinion. I've been covering the Lakers for long enough and gotten enough of those comments year in, year out, saying that the Lakers are way better and have experienced enough off seasons to just sit back here and say, like, let's wait and see. They're different, what I'll say. Like, it's a very, very different team than the one that we saw last we saw them, right? It, like, that team was a lot more physically imposing. That team executed in the half court. That team, like, I really, really wish, like, those comments like we just got from what's his face over here? Check It Out 5403. Like comments like this, the Lakers are way better this year, in my opinion. I would love to know how many of those comments we would get about the decisions made this offseason if this team or if the Lakers from last year we're whole going into the postseason.
Bye, everyone.